Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being back on the podcast today, and I want to remind you about weekdaymeditation.com. Weekdaymeditation.com. This is a new resource that we field tested in January, and we got such great feedback. We wanted to continue providing it for you. Right now, it comes out in the same feed that this does, but going forward, it will start being its own separate feed. So be sure to subscribe to it on your device. And the benefit is that is just automatically delivered to your device every single weekday. And it's a great, great resource from Pastor Chuck. Let me ask you a question today as we get started. What keeps you awake at night? In other words, what is it that causes you to toss and turn? What is it that you're worried about? Sometimes if you watch too much news, you're worried about the economy. Or sometimes we're worried about our health. Or maybe we're worried about all the stuff, all the expenses we have to pay and our kids and all of this. Sometimes it's even the future. But what I've found is that there's always something to worry about. There really is. There's always a problem. There's always something broken. There's always something to be afraid of in today's world. But one of the things I love in Scripture is that God promises that even in those darkest days, He's still walking next to us. He's God. He's the light in the middle of the darkness. And I don't know about you, but I need a light in the middle of the darkness. Sometimes I have to get up in the middle of the night, and if I'm not careful, I'll trip on something or I'll step on something. And so I need something to shine the way. Well, did you know that in Scripture, there's about 365 verses in the Bible that actually say this phrase, "Fear not." See, God essentially provides us with one fear not message for every single day of the year. I think that's pretty amazing. Perhaps God's saying, I want you to get that message. I want you to get the message, do not be afraid. And it's almost every time that God talks about this to someone in the Bible, the first thing that He says to them is, do not be afraid. Why? Because our hurts and our hangups can often cause us to think that God's out to get us. That all He wants to do is to condemn us, that all He wants to do is punish us, but that's simply not true. It's just not true. And how I know that is because of Jesus. When we understand God's grace and when we grasp His mercy, we have no need to fear the future. God is not trying to get even with us. Jesus has taken the penalty for everything we've ever done wrong and anything we'll ever do in the future. He's paid for it on the cross. So when bad things happen, when those dark moments happen, you don't have to think that God's trying to get even with you. Instead, remember what Psalm 23, verse 4 says. It says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod, your staff, they protect me and they comfort me. And so today, be reminded, He is the light in the darkness, and you can trust Him today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.